reflection bright like stardust.
Hey, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is your host, Robin. And I'd like to welcome you all back to school, of course, those that actually made it. I was really crossing my fingers and hoping that school would be closed today, but no, I had to wake up early the first time in like 3 weeks. So that was rough. Anyway, I'm here. And the feature album today is Cult Figures, Electroacoustic Music from Canada, which was put out by the CMC. And in this country, electroacoustic music sort of gained popularity starting in the 50s with the help of Hugh Lacain, and he worked with electronic studios in Toronto and Montreal. But a lot of the stuff on this CD is actually by artists from the western side of Canada. So we'll see a bit of that. The first track I'm going to play from it is called On the Outer Edge, and it was written in 2001 by Michael Matthews.
Thank you.
So that was On the Outer Edge, written by Michael Matthews. Next up, I'm going to be playing something from the legendary Pink Dots' new album, Plutonium Blonde. It's the third track from that, called A World with No Mirrors. It's kind of pretty, but then it gets pretty scary near the end. And then after that, it's another track from the feature. A little bit about electroacoustic music. I know a lot of people are sort of hazy about the term. Basically, it really is just music that has an electronic component to it. I mean, like other genres of music, such as improvised music, which sort of gets conventionalized after a while, it's sort of electroacoustic music can sort of at the same time be a style. But really, I mean, there's sort of five different categories. Like there's music concrete, which is made from recordings of normal, like, or not normal, but naturally occurring sounds. And then there's pure electronic music, which is all synthesized. And you can combine the two, or you can have live electronic music, where you can, like, manipulate the sounds during the performance, or mixing the live acoustic and electronic music that's pre-recorded. So there's tons of different ways that electroacoustic music can be presented. So the next track I'm going to play from that, from the Cult Figures album, is by Rolf Boone, and it's called Waves for Two Synthesizers, Percussion, Guitar, and Saxophone, and it was written in 2006. So that should be interesting. I love it when they combine, like, percussion with other crazy things, like electronics and percussion. That's so cool. Plus vibraphone, I wish, but not in this one. Anyway, that's enough for me. Here is A World with No Mirrors by the legendary Pink Dots.
Sometimes I catch an outline. There are moments when I'm almost sure it's safe to hold my head up, look into your precious eyes in search of you. Still, it's just an outline. Your sideways glances see it's out me. Our self-centered need has left us floating when we should be holding hands. Thank you.
Are you clueless to what happens around campus? Do you hate the fact that most Canadian news outlets are owned by one company? Do conventional news leave you with a bad taste in your mouth? Well, don't be a hater. Be a joiner. News 101 is your source for alternative news from around UBC and the world. We're always looking for more newsies, so get in touch with us. Email us at news@citr.ca to learn about the opportunities that we have for you. You can also listen to News 101 at 5 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays here on CITR.
Hey, this is Robin. Welcome back to The Rib on CITR. We just heard the piece Waves for Two Synthesizers, Percussion, Guitar, and Saxophone by Rolf Boone. Next up is going to be a piece by Paul Lansky. And Paul Lansky is an American electronic music composer and teacher who's been producing works since the 1970s. And this is his very first speech piece from 1976. And the entire piece is made from a male and female speaker uttering the phrase, "This music crept by me upon the waters." Some trivia about Paul Lansky, actually. The Radiohead song Idiotech from Kid A actually features a sample from Lansky's computer tape piece Mild und Leicht from 1973. And Lansky actually wrote an essay about Radiohead called The Music and Art of Radiohead as well. So some weird crossing there. But this is quite a long one, so we'll see how long I'll play. Hello, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Robin, and you just heard Paul Lansky's piece called Artifice, which was written in the middle of the 1970s. Up next, I'm going to be playing another track from the feature today, which is Cult Features, Electroacoustic Music from Canada. And I'm going to be playing something written by Aris Kerestatis. That's hard to say. Piece called Full of Stars, which was written in 2003. And following that, I thought I'd throw in some Eno. Brian Eno and David Byrne actually have a new album out, which I've yet to hear. So hopefully we'll have some of that next week. But this is from Brian Eno's album, Another Green World, which is his third album from 1975. And it sort of reflects his shift from pop music to a more experimental side. So I really like this album. The track from that is the fourth track, and it's called In Dark Trees. Okay, but before that, here's Full of Stars. Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Robin. Okay. Next up, I'm going to be playing another from our feature. This one's actually the newest piece that they've put on the feature. I always do that. I always say song or piece. I always get them mixed up. And I'm a music student here at UBC, and I know that my piano teacher always wants to rip my hair out whenever I call something that doesn't have words in it a song. So some people are pretty... But, you know, if it has words, it's a song. If it doesn't have words, it's a piece. That makes sense. Anyway, this one is by, Ian Crutchley, and it's called Arco, or Lyrically, and it was written in 2008. So that's the newest one on the CD. I think the oldest one on the CD is from, like, this 1966, actually, yeah. So, and then after that, I'm going to be playing something by the group Growing, which is a duo. Their new album's called All the Way, and they're sort of a more ambient, droney kind of stuff from Olympia, Washington. Although, I think they've got a little bit of more upbeat stuff in this album. And they're Kevin Doria and Joe DiNardo, and they're on the Social Registry label. I'm going to be playing the fifth track from their new album called Lens Around. But before that, here's Ian Crutchley's electroacoustic piece.
Thank you. The UBC School of Music has jazz, opera, choirs, symphonies, and more. Visit www.music.ubc.ca for listings of free and nearly free musical elixirs to keep you warm all winter long.
All right, that's right, though. I'm at the music school at UBC, and there's concerts almost every single day. If you go walk into the recital hall or walk into the lobby of the building, there'll be a Today board, and you can see what's playing. And more than half the concerts that are there during the day are free, I think. So it's worth checking out for sure if you've got a break between classes or you're on campus for some reason, nothing to do. Go to the music building. You can also walk down the halls of the music building because sound insulation is so bad in there. And you can get your own concert depending on which door you're standing outside of. Or you can walk down the hall listening to everything and get like a montage, a little musical montage of everyone practicing. We got just over 10 minutes left in the show. There's still some exciting stuff coming up. But after me at 5 o'clock is News 101. And then at 5:30, Career Fast Track comes on with Philip D, followed by Some Sound with Henry S, Radio Free GAC with Gary Kay is at 7:30, 9 o'clock, The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and Vengeance is Mine at midnight with Trevor Fielding. So here's Growing up next.
I'm
So we're almost done with The Rib today. One more track for you guys. Since it is, after all, Monday evening, or afternoon, it could be Monday afternoon, I'm going to play a track by Michael Horwood from the feature album that I'm doing today, which is Cult Figures, electroacoustic music from Canada, for those who just joined in. And this track, or this piece, is called Monday Afternoon. It was written in 1966, and it is the earliest recorded, earliest composed piece on the CD. Otherwise, I'll be in next week, so I'll see you guys then. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. try to meet with 117 Eastern Sea legislators